Selection process for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The fate of Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court now rests with how members of the U.S. Senate received the just-completed FBI investigation of sexual misconduct allegations against Kavanaugh. On the Senate floor late last night, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced a cloture vote will be held tomorrow morning. But first, all 100 senators will get the chance to review the FBI report.
Now senators will have the evidence collected by this additional background investigation for their consideration.
Republicans hold a 51-49 majority in the Senate, but three of the 51 are still on the fence. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Netherlands is accusing Russia of carrying out multiple cyber attacks, including one against the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. John Demers is the Assistant Attorney General for National Security.
A short while ago, the Dutch Minister of Defense and the United Kingdom's National Security Advisor held a joint press conference announcing a recent intelligence operation against several Russian agents conducting a clandestine mission in The Hague. The joint UK-Dutch intelligence operation led to four Russian GRU officers being caught red-handed while they attempted to breach the cybersecurity of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons.
The OPCW was investigating the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain. Russia has denied any links to the poisoning of Sergei Skripal, and Dutch officials said it was not clear if this particular cyber attack was or is linked to that investigation. Russia's foreign ministry has denied the accusations and has dismissed them as fantasies. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge has ordered a preliminary injunction blocking the Trump administration from ending protections that have allowed about 300,000 people from Haiti